102.3 Proclaim FM. That's a brand new song by Brandon Lake, introduced yesterday on New Music Tuesday, called Gratitude. Thanks for tuning into the Morning Mix this morning. I hope your morning's going well. It's Rebecca, joined by Christina Rodriguez, Executive Director of Mom's House in Toledo, and Dorena Webb, a Family Wellness Coordinator at Mom's House as well, and having some serious conversation today.
Yes.
And, you know, typically we have a whole lot of fun, don't we, Christina?
We sure do.
When you come in.
This is fun, though, too.
This is fun. You know what? This is important stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It's critical.
It is critical. And the times we're living in now, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
just have to be real with it.
We do. We have to be real. So this is transparent conversation this morning. If you're just tuning in, if you have small ears listening, please, 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 please cover them. Maybe move them out of the room, because we've been pretty open and honest this morning. And I've been trying to make sure that you know that. Also, again, I want to let you know that these segments are being recorded this morning. So if you missed anything since 7 a.m., and I'm telling you, you didn't want to miss any of it, text me with your email address to 419-867-8673. I'll send you a copy later on after my show.
Yes.
Dorena, we've been focusing on your personal testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
We just got to the point where 13 years old, you had your son.
Yes.
And you poured a whole lot of brokenness into him.
Yes.
Because you were broken.
Because I was broken.
Right.
And in that brokenness, the one thing that I may have said in the last segment was just that the very things I despised, I had became. So mm-hmm. I had become the abuser. I had become the addict, because I literally was an alcoholic. I was really good at hiding it, but I drank a lot to try to push down the pain, because I did not want to feel it. And in the midst of that, just making it even worse for my son. Mm-hmm. And it took until I was 22. So think about that. He was born when I was 14, and it took until I was 22 to begin to do the work to heal from my life.
That's a lot of years.
So almost 8 years of torment that he had to go through, and he didn't deserve it.
No.
But I started going to church, and I was really messed up when I started going to church, still drinking, still doing all these things. And on my 22nd birthday, I was really just drinking a whole lot. And I ended up coming home, and my son was waking me up in the morning, because I was in my chair in my living room. And he said, "Happy birthday, Mom." And I said, "Oh, thanks." You know, mm-hmm. when you've been out drinking all night.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he was seven, and looked at me and just said, "Ugh. I'm going to be an orphan. You're going to die because all you love to do is drink. And my dad doesn't want me, so I don't have anybody. And I'm just going to be an orphan."
Goodness.
And you would think that would just like hit my heart. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, this baby. And I said, "You're not going to disrespect me on my birthday." Mm-hmm. And he ran upstairs to his room and just like, "You're going to die. I'm going to be an orphan. I'm not going to have anybody. You just love to drink. That's all you love to do." Not even realizing he knew how much I was drinking.
Yeah. He saw it.
And I called my mom because I was just like, "I'm not dealing with this on my birthday weekend." Mm-hmm. And I knew my mom would come and rescue him, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And that weekend, I literally had to go through my house and say, "Okay, do I want to keep doing this?" And went and got all of the bottles of vodka that I had hidden in the house, because that's what I drank all day. Every day, I put it in everything, from milk to coffee to pop, whatever I was drinking at that time, it was in there. And putting myself at risk, as I was still driving to work, still taking him to school, like just reckless. And I got all those bottles and went into the kitchen because I was going to pour them out, and I didn't. I literally drank all those. And then when I woke up, it was 2 days later. And that was the first time, I promise you, I know people say it all the time, but that was the first time I heard God say, "If you do not let me heal you, you're going to die in your mess." And it was just like a visual of what I woke up to, just laying in the midst of my mess. And if I did not let God in these spaces, then I was going to die in this place. And my son really would be an orphan. And from that day on, was the beginning of the walk. And there are some amazing people who took my hand and said, "We are going to help you." Pastor Banks, Pastor Tony at Cornerstone Church, they took my hand through some of the messiest things. They weren't afraid to get dirty. My mentor, she was not afraid to get dirty. I started taking classes. I went into counseling and therapy. The pastors were helping. Pastor Smith, like everybody, they saw the brokenness in my son and even wrapped their arms around him. I went into breaking the cycle of addiction classes and parenting classes. And I remember taking this parenting class and hearing about how you honor your children. I had never heard anything about that like that before. Mm-hmm. Kids were just kids. Kids were to be seen and not heard. You don't have a voice. And this was the first time that I heard that. You even honor them when you're correcting them. And it was an eye-opener in that moment that, man, I abused my son with my mouth, with my hands. And Pastor Kathy was leading that parenting class, and she came to me because I was just crying the whole time. And at the end, and I don't even know if she remembers, she came to me and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I just realized I abused my son, and that's not okay." And how they then embraced me even more through that process to help me see differently. Wow. What is a parent? How do you love your children? You can't love your children until you first love yourself, and you won't love yourself until you first know who God is. Right. And when you discover who he is and his love for you, then you will be able to love yourself the proper way, and then you will be able to love others. They were willing to get dirty, and that was the beginning of the transformation of my life. And so many beautiful things have come out of that.
Darina. It's so exciting. And then I'm thinking at that moment when you got that revelation, like you're like, what did I do?
I owned it.
But thank God you did.
Yeah.
Because you could have chose to crumble.
Yeah. I could have.
Yeah.
Or but to stay in the cycle.
Yeah, to stay in it. But you,
for me, it was easy. Off. Yeah, it was easy to blame others. It was a whole nother thing when I had to own what I had done. And when you own what you have done and you're willing to work through it, it will transform everything else.
I love this. Amen. Darina Webb. From Mom's House in Toledo. Christina Rodriguez, Mom's House from Toledo, joining me still. And I wish we had so much more time, but we're going to keep talking.
Yep.
And we have you for about 15 more minutes. Stay tuned. All these segments are being recorded this morning. They've been with me since 7. I would really encourage you to send me your email address so I can email you the copies. You can spread them along to other people as well. This is good stuff. We'll be wrapping this up and kind of letting them give you their heart as well for our community.
Yes.
And the work that they're doing at Mom's House. If you have any questions, 419-867-8673. Again, small ears, sensitive ears would ask that maybe you don't have them tuning in this morning. Otherwise, safe. Here's Melissa Helzer, Revivals in the Air, on 102.3.